Music festival season is here, with bands and swarms of fans descending on fields and fairgrounds across the U.S. This weekend, it's Boston Calling's turn to entertain the masses in its 10th edition. This year also marks the 50th anniversary of what's been called the mother of American music festivals, Woodstock. WBUR's Andrea Shea helps trace how festivals have evolved since.
3 days, man. 3 days. We just love you.
About 500,000 like-minded hippies converged at Woodstock in 1969 to see more than 30 musical acts, including Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
That rainy weekend still looms large in Michael Lang's mind. He partnered in the original Woodstock.
For us, it was more of a sociological experiment than just a music festival. I mean, and it wasn't just about music. It was about all the arts, and it was about the counterculture and all our values. That's why it was called 3 Days of Peace and Music, and that's what happened, only on steroids.
Freedom, freedom.
If you said, what was the first festival? And you asked 100 people, 90% would say Woodstock. That's the one. That's the festival that started everything.
Jeff Dorenfeld, founder of the Berklee Popular Music Institute, has been going to music festivals since the psychedelic 60s, including one that no one would ever want to repeat.
Altamont was after Woodstock. Rolling Stones wanted to do a pre-show on the West Coast.
400,000 people descended on a rundown speedway. The Hells Angels ran security, which led to fights and a fatal stabbing.
From there, obviously, promoters started to realize that they needed, obviously, more security, more controls, you know, produce better festivals.
Dorenfeld goes to a lot of music festivals these days, at least six a summer, with his artist management students at Berklee.
Governor's Ball this year, Essence, Country Lake Shake, Lollapalooza, Music Midtown. We're also doing Oceaga.
The music industry veteran draws a line between these modern festivals and the past. In the 70s, Dorenfeld says promoters staged huge stadium shows with multiple acts for upwards of 80,000 fans. They were a form of festival, but unlike today, tickets were cheap. Jump to the 80s and you saw huge charity benefits like Live Aid. At JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, Joan Baez greeted the crowd.
Good morning, children of the 80s. This is your Woodstock, and it's long overdue.
As the music industry shifted to CDs and the internet was born, playing live would become an increasingly important source of revenue for artists in the 90s. Dorenfeld points to the Horde Tour.
Lilith Fair, Lollapalooza, Warped Tour, all those were happening.
Jane's Addiction singer Perry Farrell took his multi-act alternative rock festival Lollapalooza on the road between 1991 and 97. Then in 1999, another turning point.
Coachella came about by the promoters taking a chance on doing a festival kind of in the desert, looking for a place to do it and realizing a destination festival people would go.
Dorenfeld says Coachella helped usher in the current era of elaborate lifestyle festivals that are often owned by a handful of conglomerates. Boston Calling's Brian Appel explained how when his production team wanted to relocate and expand, the Madison Square Garden Company purchased controlling interest.
There are not a lot of like purely independently owned festivals that are out there because it's a business model that, you know, changes year after year, and it's good if you've got a big partner company with you to help during lean times and to be there for you during good times.
With that support, Appel says Boston Calling can put on its 3-day multi-genre experience. Here's Dorenfeld again.
It is all about lifestyle. It's the food, it's the show, it's the grounds, how they do it.
It's the multiple stages, comedy acts, podcasts, craft beer, VIP seating, Wi-Fi, and expensive headliners. With well more than 100 festivals of all sizes and genres in the U.S., Dorenfeld says it's a highly competitive, high-stakes model. So much so, it's unclear if Woodstock 50, the golden anniversary festival long planned for August, will even happen after its financial backers pulled out. But the founders are keeping the faith they'll still be able to evoke the spirit of peace and love they created back in 1969. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Just small.